This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're launching into the third hour of this third edition from the New Hampshire Hemp Fest. It's our third night, so we will be doing four nights here, including tomorrow night. Our live Saturday show will be live from Hemp Fest. We're at the Rogers Campground in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire, nestled within the White Mountains with an incredible vista. It's too dark to see it right now, but during the daytime and the evening and just about any time sunrise, it's just fantastic to look at. So always grateful to be at Rogers Campground and to be surrounded by all kinds of great folks and great bands. We can hear the tunes wafting upwards from the bowl where they're partying down there right now while we're up here working, doing Free Talk Live. But we've got an interesting guest who's agreed to stick on with us here for a little while here into the third hour. Joe LaChance is with us. He's a former law enforcement officer from the town of Bedford, New Hampshire. You spent a decade in that town doing police work. And was it as a street cop the whole time?
Make a long story short, I was offered, I was a military guy when I was 18. Mm-hmm. I was going through the full-time process to get hired at a couple different departments, Bedford, Concord, and a couple others. And a couple full-time jobs came in to me, but the Postal Service decided that they were going to pick me up, and obviously government time, I came in with all my benefits and all my vacation, and so I worked for the Postal Service, and I worked for the police department, so I did a part-time gig at full-time at the post office, part-time Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday in Bedford.
And then 10 years later, you ended up discovering, learning about the war on drugs, along that process, you became disillusioned with what you were doing as a police officer, which was arresting mostly peaceful people, for cannabis possession. Later on, after you became an officer, recapping for our listeners who are just tuning in here, you started to learn about the war on drugs because you were on pain pills.
Right.
And, apparently addicted, to them significantly.
Very much so, 5 years.
And so that spurned you into learning more about the war on drugs and what other options might be out there. And at some point you came across Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. It sounds like it was recently. When did that happen?
A couple years ago. Mm-hmm. I became a member, I believe, in 2015.
Okay.
And
so during your first term in the legislature.
This is his first term.
Yes, right at the beginning. I started doing more and more research. When I'm sponsoring the bills, I want to learn about it, you know. And, I happened to fall onto Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. I started reading more and more.
They got great information.
I originally started talking to them. I said, listen, I'm contacting you only about marijuana, because it's been just a very big issue for me. But as it spawned off just marijuana, I'm looking at other countries where, let's take Switzerland, for example, okay? A first-time heroin user can't go to the clinic. You can't go become a heroin user at these clinics, but they have these clinics where you get a free needle, mm-hmm. Measured dose, and you're not stealing anymore for your habit.
Right.
And you're not dying because you're not getting it mixed from some cartel-crazed Al Capone
era. It's a safe product.
And
exactly.
You're in a safe environment with medics on site in case anything happens.
And statistics show that heroin users that are in that environment, because they're not susceptible to Hep C and all the other stuff that encompasses mm-hmm. this street drug use, they may want to get healthy, and they'll listen to their health practitioner because they've got a relationship with them.
Right.
It's all about education.
Yeah, and of course you can look at Portugal as well. It's a great place to point to where they've had decrim of possession of small amounts of all drugs for, I think, 15 years or something like
and
that.
And what they consider small amounts is what they estimate you would be able to use in like a week and a half period.
Right.
And so here, in the U.S., small amounts is, a cannabis cigarette.
Yeah. Well, if you can even get that. But, it, you know, in Portugal, they've had incredible results with decriminalization 15 years later. I mean, all the statistics, all of the studies, you know, it's on the side of ending prohibition. It's also the morally correct thing to do as well. So I'm really glad that you've joined LEAP and that, you know, they've brought you on as a speaker. What you have to do to become a speaker was...
Well, you know, I had to go through a lot of training.
Oh, really?
I give kudos. Kudos to the organization. You go through some interviews. You go through the process. The board looks at your, you know, your credentials, and you actually go through a training process with your speech. They do a really, really good job.
That's really cool.
Yeah,
and I, at one time, was looking into joining the Speakers Bureau for the book. I was a officer. Minimum of 1 year active in whatever field it was. So, in 9 months as a corrections officer, I was not eligible to join the Speakers Bureau.
You know, there's a lot of great folks on the Speakers Bureau. A friend of ours who was on the show for a little while, Brad Jardis, was one of them for a time. And one of the things that made him unique was he was actually an active member of law enforcement at the time he joined LEAP. And I remember back then I looked down their speakers roster and, like, there was maybe one or two active law enforcement officers. Could you speak to the, you know, if we do have law enforcement sometimes listens to the show. We're on radio stations all over the place. Anybody in law enforcement right now, what would you say to them if they agree with you that the war on drugs is insane and it needs to end, but they, you know, might be feeling pressure from within the department, from the chief, from their fellow officers? What would you say to those guys as far as sleep? Is it safe? You know, what
you know,
words?
What's interesting is I still have direct contact with the police often, whether it's
your friends, old coworkers,
my old friends, and police don't want to be arresting people for low-level personal use drug use. But make no mistake about it, you got a drug dealer that's peddling in poison to a community, something's got to be done about it. There's a distinction here. You know, end users, stop it. But, you know, when you have some really bad people doing some really bad things, there's always going to be a certain need to enforce, but not with how we do it now. We spend millions and millions. And, you know, by getting the end users, you get the courts done, you get the, you know, you save money on the courts, save money in the jails, and save money for the police. The line police officers don't want to be arresting them for that. But
there's I think there's some sort of level of fear from currently employed police. Because I know that when Brad sort of came out of the closet against prohibition, he was targeted within his department. There were people leaving nasty messages on his car, people from within the department.
Right.
And ultimately, they tried to get him kicked out. There was a large outpouring of support from members of the community and some of the liberty activists. And like 60 people came to his termination hearing. And the city council ultimately, or the town council, decided to not terminate him because of that. He then quit his job after that, because who wants to work in an environment
like that?
You can't fire me. I quit.
But, I mean, you've got a situation here in New Hampshire where what you're saying is a lot of the officers would like to stop these arrests of drug users, but you get the police chiefs who come out every single time to testify in favor of continuing the war on drugs. So there's got to be some level of fear.
When you get to the budgeting, see, because at the end of the day, follow the money, right? When you get to the people that are in charge of putting the apples and oranges in the basket, they're in support of it because why? Their budgets get a little bigger, federal grants.
Sure, Bearcats.
You know, one of the biggest, one of the toughest votes I had taken this year was something called Granite Hammer. And
you've taken a lot of heat.
I've taken there's two votes I've taken in my career that I may have strayed from my liberty folks, and one of them was Granite Hammer.
What is Granite Hammer?
So basically in New Hampshire, they were looking for $1,500,000, which, let's be honest, folks, in the state budget is chump change.
Too much.
To We have a heroin crisis here in the city to the point where the cartels are making headway. And I found out some information about some pretty bad guys coming from New York doing some exchanging of guns for heroin.
I want you to hold that thought. We'll come back and talk more about it here.
Very good.
Joe LaChance is with us, state representative, former law enforcement officer, now one of the speakers for law enforcement against prohibition. If you've got a question for him, our toll-free number is 855-453. We're live from New Hampshire Hemp Fest on Free Talk Live.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. I'll be on the ballot for president in all 50 states. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years, we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have four more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day America will have its act together. One day we won't be at war. One day taxes will be fair. One day our social and economic challenges will be conquered. Not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say, why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. The toll free number is 855 450 free. We've got an extended, detailed interview here with Joe LaChance. He's a former law enforcement officer and also a current state representative here in New Hampshire. We're live from New Hampshire Hemp Fest. It's been a great event so far. There's still two pretty much full days to go here. This thing's going until Sunday at 9 p.m. So I imagine
two full days.
Yeah, I imagine people are going to be camping out Sunday night too. A lot of them. It's a great camping event, and it's a great honor to be here and to be able to bring just a snippet of it to you. Just some of the cool things that are happening here. The tunes are cranking outside, and we're in here with Joe LaChance again, brand new law enforcement against prohibition speaker. We've talked a lot about your history as a law enforcement officer, your personal story about your addiction to opiates and how cannabis helped you get off of that. We haven't actually talked about the fact that you are a member of the new cannabis medical program here in New Hampshire, but you were telling us about a tough vote that you had to you felt like you had to make.
Sure.
And you've gotten a lot of grief from some of the people in the Liberty Movement over this, because you do generally very, very well. You've got a rating of a B, I believe, from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. And for our listeners that don't know, this is an independent organization that actually looks at votes of all the 400 state reps and then all the senators as well, and figures out how well they voted in favor of freedom.
And last year was A+.
Really?
A+ last year.
2015, he was A+.
Wow.
2016, he was a B. And I want to sort of pick a nit with the way the NHLA does their thing. They don't use every bill that has a roll call. They will look at all the bills that had a roll call and then pick and choose which of those bills they want to use as the score.
So you got docked because of a couple of votes this year that were within the Liberty community somewhat politically unpopular. And, I saw them coming down on you for this, some of them, and it's just like, it's so frustrating to see the infighting. You know, me, I view it as, look, if somebody's doing something right, generally, we want to support them. And certainly when they're doing something right, we want to support them. And you had your reasons to vote for this Granite Hammer, which was a big funding bill for drug enforcement. Was it just in Manchester, or was it statewide?
It was statewide, and I think it's important to know this wasn't a big funding. It was $1.5 million for overall state budget.
All for law enforcement, right?
All for law enforcement. Listen, I come from the city. Our city has a heroin problem right now. We identified law enforcement, identified where it was coming from. And, you know, ultimately, yeah, if we didn't have prohibition, this wouldn't be happening. But I'm also pragmatic. I'm also a realist. I understand we have a problem today. Today, this minute, this second. And if we had 148 overdose deaths last year in the city, and we could do something to potentially stop that today, this second, this minute, not long term, but just right now, we might be able to make it work, and I voted for it.
Wouldn't the guys at Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, I'm just going to hold your feet to the fire a little
absolutely.
Bit on this, wouldn't they say that, okay, sure, you put these bad heroin dealers from New York that are running product up to New Hampshire, you put them in a prison cell, that just creates a market opportunity for somebody new to fill their shoes.
Absolutely.
Right?
If ironically we had discussed this, this entire vote, they've been contacted. I mean, I'm a speaker with them, and so, you know, somebody in contact, and rightfully so.
So they talked about it with you before you became a speaker?
I explained why I did what I did, like I'm doing right here. The other thing too is you gotta remember I got a lot of constituents out there, and I had a lot on both sides of the coin on this.
This is the number one issue in New Hampshire right now. We were looking at, there's a New Hampshire poll where they ask people what the most important issue is.
Yeah, I believe it was WMUR that commissioned that poll.
Yeah, and, drug abuse was the number one, like 40% of the respondents. The next response was some taxes or something like that, 20-something percent. So, I mean, by far,
and
people
that same
are concerned.
Poll showed that somewhere around 70% of those surveyed that say they're likely voters want to see cannabis decriminalized, and then 60% wanted to see some form of regulation, and most people, or legalization, which most people think means regulate and tax. But, again, you know, because we didn't ask all 60%, you know, exactly what do you mean by legalization, I'm just speculating that they mean tax and regulate, but that's what most people
think. No, you're right. My research would show that same is tax and regulate.
One of the guys who was in law enforcement against prohibition as a speaker long before you is Rick Van Wickler. I don't know if you know Rick, but he's the superintendent of the Cheshire County Jail. And one of his jobs, his job is to hold people in a jail cell who he doesn't think he should be holding there. So, you know, it kind of speaks to what you did here. You're speaking out as a member of law enforcement against prohibition, against prohibition entirely, but yet you voted for this thing because you felt like that was the right thing to do in this circumstance.
In the short term, you know, it's a short-term solution for a long-term problem that I think we all know the war on drugs has got to stop. And, you know, I appreciate the folks who say, well, you just funded the war on drugs again. Well, I funded a small piece. You are absolutely right. I think I could justify it. It was a short-term fix. And I wish I could report that the heroin overdose rates are down, but they're not. So maybe that's lesson learned. Don't know. But one
regardless.
Thing I can tell you, you look at the data and you reflect if another vote comes up like that. You look at what happened last time, and maybe you look at it a little differently.
So since Ian did mention Rick Van Wickler, this brings something up that I wanted to bring up with you. When Rick does go to testify, because he is the superintendent of Cheshire County Jails, he's also a member of LEAP, he takes a day off work to go testify against increasing the drug war or continuing the drug war. But yet you have members of the State Police Association, the police union, whatnot, show up in uniform, being paid to show up to testify in favor of continuing the drug war. There was a bill a couple of years ago that would have prohibited government employees from showing up on the clock to testify. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, because I serve on Ways and Means, in the committees, the way it's assigned, we're right next to criminal justice, and I happen to just attend about every single one that has to do with cannabis, and cannabis or the Second Amendment, and I'll tell you what, it's concerning to me. You know, I do take a day off from whatever I'm doing to do my lobbying work. When I say lobbying, I'm out there talking to anybody who invites me to talk about law enforcement against prohibition. I'm not in uniform. I'm not getting paid. But now we have officer after officer after officer up there in uniform advocating for their position. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe that's true, and maybe they do need to be there, but there are some times you have to wonder, really? You're getting paid an awful lot of money to come testify against us for your position, and you're trying to get money out of us. So, yeah, it's an inherent conflict, and it's definitely a bill we need to look at.
No doubt about it.
They should go, the bureaucrats should go if they're invited, right? Like the committee says, we'd really like to talk to you about this thing or that thing. That's one thing. It's another thing entirely when the, the Organization of Chiefs of Police, that's not a governmental organization.
And it's not just
them. An organization of governmental employees.
That's right. And it's not just them. It's got bureaucrats from all kinds of different departments. They're in there all the time.
City Clerk from Keene.
For more government. 855-450-FREE. Can you stick with us for one more second?
One more.
All right, Joe LaChance is here.
Ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some. I use some. I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated. Ready to eat right from the pack bacon or warm and served. Life-saving ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're live on the site of the New Hampshire Hemp Fest. NHHempFest.com is where you can go to learn more about the event. The bands are cranking outside, or a band. They don't have multiple stages, which is a good thing because it means that everybody can either focus on the band that's on stage or they can go hang out in the campground and, you know, have a camp.
Or walk through the UV forest that I've still not been through.
I meant to go last night, but didn't make it there, so I definitely want to go check that out tonight.
After I record the news, let's go up.
I would love that. Have you been through the UV forest yet, Joe LaChance?
I have not yet. I'm going through there tonight.
I'm looking forward to it. It's supposed to be quite a lighting display. And the talent here is absolutely incredible, not just musically, but otherwise. Lots of great people. Again, NHMFest.com. Check that out. And the $250,000 offer of Bitcoin to the charity of Bernie Sanders' choice is still on the table for a few more days here. He has yet to respond to the offer. Probably isn't going to, but nonetheless, if you'd like to learn more about it, it's bernie.freetalklive.com. The proposal is that Bernie Sanders meet with Adam Kokesh for a debate, a three-hour-long debate. I don't know if you know Adam Kokesh. He's a former military, a Marine in Iraq. He's a voluntarist. He's a total liberty-loving guy now. And so it would be voluntarism versus socialism if the debate actually happened. If Bernie Sanders cared enough about charity to say yes, he'd get $250,000 worth of Bitcoin to his favorite charity, but so far no response. And Kokesh would get $50,000 to his favorite charity. And it would be in the city of Bernie's choice. He could choose the objective moderator. All it has to be is a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time. Learn more about the challenge over at bernie.freetalklive.com. As we continue, it's Ian, Daryl, and Mark in the studio here at Rogers Campground. Beautiful location for NH Hemp Fest, the third year of the Hemp Fest, first year of it here at Rogers. We got Joe LaChance with us. He's a current sitting state representative in New Hampshire, a former member of law enforcement in the town of Bedford for a decade, now a speaker for law enforcement against prohibition. This is your first official speaking gig, not Free Talk Live, but I guess it counts. But also, you're going to be on stage at some point. Is it tomorrow? Is that right?
Yeah, well, I will go on stage tomorrow. We'll talk a little bit about our sensible marijuana reform, policy reform for the state, talk about our decrim movement, talk about our movements, where we want to go this year in the legislative session. Then I'll also make an announcement that on Sunday morning, right up in this area, probably around 11 o'clock, I'll be doing a presentation on law enforcement against prohibition.
Fantastic. So leap.cc is the website for law enforcement against prohibition. And we're talking, I think during one of our breaks, that you are on the medical program. So there's a terrible medical cannabis program that was enacted here in New Hampshire. It started in 2012, but they didn't really even get the ball rolling in any meaningful way until this year. So that's government bureaucracy for you. Everything takes forever to get done. And it took basically a lawsuit to really kick them into gear. But finally, the medical facilities are opening up. And I think I remember seeing you with Rick Naya in a photograph, maybe going to the grand opening of one of these facilities.
Yes.
About that.
So actually, we went to the grand opening of Sanctuary Alternative Treatment Center, that place in Plymouth. Both myself and Rick Naya are cardholders and patients of Sanctuary. Mm-hmm. So we fought and advocated so long and hard, both not only in the legislature, but myself prior to election. For this, and this is a really big day. It was the first day we were legally able to have cannabis in New Hampshire for someone with a card. And I know it's tough to say we could sit up or jump and enjoy, and that we have to have a registry card to have this cannabis plant. But you know what? It's a big step forward for New Hampshire, and sometimes you take little steps to make those bigger steps, and
yep.
We did make a bunch of little steps, and we're there now.
It's a good foot in the door, for sure.
So I think we took that big step. The big step was becoming one of the states, a medical marijuana state.
Yep.
Now we got some more little steps to take now. We got to make this law better. We got to talk about decriminalization, and ultimately, we need to look at legalization, a responsible way to legalize something so simple as a tomato plant.
It would be a huge boon for the state of New Hampshire to be the first state in New England, in the Northeast, to have legal marijuana like they do in Colorado.
It's not going to happen. I mean, it's on the
ballot.
It's on the ballot in Maine and Massachusetts this year. Odds are good it's going to pass.
This is a scolding for the governorship.
But
I mean,
they
ruined it for everybody.
But what could happen is New Hampshire could be the first state to do it legislatively, because I don't believe that has happened yet.
That's not going to make a difference when it comes to economics.
I understand that.
New Hampshire is going to get rolled over on this one more time because the governor failed to act.
We were the first state, as a sidebar, legislatively to ever vote to legalize marijuana. It passed the House. If you remember,
that's right.
I believe it was Steve Valancourt, Representative Valancourt's bill. It passed the House. Of course, it went to the Prohibitionist Senate.
Got killed.
And it got killed there. And I got to be honest with you folks. I'm going to tell you, I think our Senate's going to have a completely different makeup. And when we get in there, I think decrim.
Could be 2017 could be the year for that.
I think this is the year. And my work is done.
So you had mentioned going to one of the four facilities for the therapeutic cannabis.
Yeah.
And one thing that is kind of weird in my mind is that the patients have to say which of the facilities they're going to go to, and that's the only facility they can ever go to until they wind up notifying DHHS that
Correct.
They are changing facilities, and then that's the only one they can ever go to. So is that something that you foresee being changed in the future?
You are absolutely correct in everything you said. but then I have to go back to my baby steps. Yeah, it's definitely a problem. I would like you to be able to go to any dispensary. I would like an out-of-state cardholder to be able to come in and go to our dispensaries. Right now, you're covered in our state. If you we have a reciprocal card. We recognize it with a doctor's note certifying that
as long as you have under whatever the state say you're
correct.
Allowed to have.
You know, again, do we have a lot of problems? Yeah. Administratively, there's some problems they'll take care of. Legislatively, we're going to push it. I've been very, very vocal. My first bill, current legislators, regardless of election, can file their bills next month. And my first bill is adding post-traumatic stress disorder to the list, adding or. Instead of and, to the way the law is read, by changing it by one word is just absolutely amazing. So,
yeah.
I got it. The only thing I have to say to you about, you know, baby steps. I know we got a lot of problems. We got to take a lot of baby steps because we were one of the early adopters. If you kind of look about, if you look at throughout the rest of the country who legalized, you know, we're an early adopter. So baby steps.
Mark, can we go to the phones here? I believe we got Ricky on the line in Pennsylvania. He's got a question for Joe LaChance, state representative and former police officer. Ricky, you're on with Joe.
Ian, gentlemen. Representative.
Go ahead, Ricky.
Yes.
It's a
good evening. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Ricky, you got time for one question.
Okay. With the problem right now we're experiencing is the separation, you know, the imposition of the status on us in Pennsylvania, and they separate us from the other states as the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And
is this a question?
Ian, please. Yes, it is.
All right, well, you got to get to it quick because we're short on time.
Okay. And, you know, I've been in contact with Representative Rosemary Brown's office and Congressman Cartwright's office. And the problem we are experiencing more than anything, and there are a lot of similarities between us, is the separation. And they're separating us and to keep us distant from the states, from our neighboring states. As far as New Hampshire, and I understand their desire to secede. Now,
if you can't spit this out in 20 seconds, you're done, Ricky.
Okay. I know how difficult it is as far as people understanding. Now, when it comes to the legislature, individuals that...
10 seconds.
Okay. The problem is they're separating.
Unbelievable.
Thanks for the call, Ricky.
We're out of here.
July 25th, 2006, we adopted April. She's a purebred, orange and white, Brittany. But when she started scratching like crazy, I said to John, it's got to be her food. You know, what you put into a dog is what you get out. We heard this radio commercial, and this woman was so excited about Dinovite. Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
I said to John, oh, I'm getting this. So the Dinovite comes. And I thought, a light bulb moment. She loves her dog food. She always lays a little bit in her bowl. So we have a huge scoop of Dinovite in it, and then we swished it around like gravy. She dove into that bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. So that's been the routine for almost 10 years. April gets Dinovite for dessert. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. It's smooth. She even walks like a little princess.
859-428-1000.
On Dinovite. She's Little Miss Hollywood. Dinovite.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in here and join us, but make sure you got your S together so you can actually ask a question, because Joe LaChance is still here with us. He's, this is a pretty record interview. I mean, it's very rare that we'll have anybody on for...
I still have questions.
For this long, because it's very interesting. You've had an interesting career in law enforcement, and now transitioning into becoming a member and speaker for Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, which I think is such important work. I mean, while I may not agree with Law Enforcement Against Prohibition's official policy, I still support what you guys do. And my nitpick, is that I don't support regulation for drugs. I think the marketplace will handle and self-regulate itself, rather than have, let's say, the Liquor Commission, which is this bureaucracy that has all kinds of control and rules and ridiculousness.
And LEAP does give their speakers leeway to where the speaker can wind up saying, we should regulate this the same way we regulate tomatoes.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that was...
Something that they had told me when I was talking to them about joining the Speaker's Bureau, but then I did not qualify because I was not in law enforcement long enough.
Okay, well, that's good to know. But generally, I mean, their general statement on LEAP is we support regulated drugs. But nonetheless, I still want to have former cops out there talking about ending the war on drugs. I'll take regulated drugs over the prohibition of drugs. That, to me, is a step in the right direction. You were talking about baby steps before.
Sure.
That, to me, is a, it's not the step I would prefer, but it's still something that's...
But at least you're rational about it. Some people won't accept the fact that we have to take baby steps, and they don't realize you can't make the change overnight. And when that happens, it becomes an end fight, and then it's just it's difficult to get the end result that we all want.
I've often been accused of someone not willing to take a baby step because I always advocate for maximum freedom. But that's not to say that I'm not willing to take a step in the direction. I'm just not going to advocate the step as my position.
Sure. Well, that's what LEAP does, basically. I mean, they're not law enforcement in favor of tiny decrim. They're law enforcement against prohibition.
Correct.
Let's end this insanity. It's a war against our friends, our family members, our neighbors, our coworkers, our loved ones. I mean, that's all it is. We're just putting our brothers right. and sisters in prison cells for no reason whatsoever.
Absolutely.
And it absolutely needs to end. Mark, you said you had more questions for
Joe? Yeah, when it comes to law enforcement against prohibition, what do you find when you speak to current law enforcement officers? Do you have a chance to do that? To some extent, it kind of probably feels to them like a betrayal of the brotherhood.
You know, that's a great question. And one of my best friends is still a current police officer and knows my position on this. Again, this goes back to the line guys and gals out there. They know exactly what I'm talking about. We're not looking to start busting the end user. So when you talk to them, I don't get the betrayal feeling. I think if this conversation were to take place 10 years ago, I think we might have a different view on it. And that leaned towards that. And that goes back to my baby steps in education.
So, what do they say? I mean, have you had any incidences, or do they usually just respect your position?
No, I think the first guy told me I was crazy for doing it, but he respected it. But, it's what I believe in. You know, you got to remember, I come from a unique position. I almost killed myself on the things yep. that are being sold on the street that I'm trying to tell people that it's okay. Legalize it. And really, that's not what I'm jockeying for. I'm not trying to make everybody a drug addict. What I'm trying to do is take the sexiness out of it. Let's get it off the illegal market. Let's start getting this it regulated in my eyes to where that we don't have people dying on the streets because we don't know what the heck that they got going into their bodies.
Now, right. what about other prohibitions? I mean, does law enforcement against prohibition speak out in any means regarding ending the laws against prostitution or gambling? It's just drugs?
It's just law enforcement against prohibition of the war on drugs.
Well, because those are also prohibitions.
Sure.
And they, so what are your thoughts just as an individual?
So this absolutely has nothing to do with LEAP, you know. I am a Republican. But I'm a liberty-leaning Republican, libertarian-leaning. I've been accused of not being libertarian enough, and that's fine.
Don't worry. That just means you've been in long enough. You've been a libertarian long enough if you're not libertarian enough.
That's okay.
I'm ruining the system because I vote. Yeah, what do you want?
So, I'm a little more conservative on the money side, but when it comes to personal issues, get out of my bedroom, get out of my life. The government has no place in it. I'm fine with regulating. I mean, as if it comes to prostitution, is it victimless crime?
Yeah. There was a story recently. I was in court. I go to sort of help my friends record video of Court Keene, who got arrested on an undercover sit. There's this cop in Keene. Is to pose as though he's, teenage boys or girls or whatever, or in this case, he was posing as a female. And anyway, he put up some ad on Craigslist or whatever, and this dude responded and wanted to meet the girl in the parking lot of the McDonald's, or actually, I think the cop suggested that it was going to be the parking lot of McDonald's, and the idea was that they were going to film some fellatio, and I guess he wasn't intending to release it as pornography, so that made it prostitution. Because if you intend to release it and make money off of it, then it's completely legal. But because he wasn't, the cop got him to admit that he wasn't intending to release it.
It's for personal use.
Yeah, I mean, it was just all this time and effort spent on some guy who, wanted to contract with what he thought was a willing college female for a service. It's just ridiculous.
Right. There's many more violent crimes we need to be looking at, and I guess
Or maybe not. You know, maybe there's just not enough. Of course there's some other crime that's not solved. Of course there's something that they could be spending
absolutely
their time on. And there was the bill earlier this year that would have basically removed the criminal penalties for consensual prostitution.
Correct.
Now, it would have kept the felony charges if someone were actually trafficking another human being.
Right.
Selling
sex
them
slavery.
As a sex slave. Yeah. But again, you know, as it's pointed out time and time again by actual sex workers, that's not prostitution. That's slavery.
Slavery. Right.
So obviously that should be illegal. But there was one of the state reps that he asked one of the ladies testifying. He said, well, if this passes, my wife might not like it if I hire a prostitute. And her response was, well, then you probably shouldn't hire a prostitute. But this is the mentality that, you know, we're
looking at. Because it's legal, I have to do it.
That guy's
all
like,
kinds of things that are legal you're not doing.
That's right.
Simpleton.
He's like 80 years old, too.
He
is. Old curmudgeon.
Well,
ridiculous.
But, you know, like, that's part of the mentality that we're facing here on not just the prostitution thing, but also with cannabis, is we do have these people that are just old and set in their ways, and, well, my wife won't like it if I smoke weed before supper. Then don't smoke weed before supper. Just don't arrest other people for doing it.
You know, this is one of the aspects of New Hampshire. New Hampshire's unique in the fact that it gets, as you quite well know, legislators get paid $100 a year, which then, instead of the lawyer industrial complex, which populates most states, and certainly Washington, D.C., where it's just full of these attorneys that are unsuccessful at chasing ambulances, so they go and get themselves a job in the state capitol. Instead, we have geriatrics and ideologues seem to populate our...
and some college kids.
One.
The demographics are changing.
In the election law committee.
They are ideologues, and they fit the category that I laid out. Nonetheless, you have these geriatrics and ideologues that are in the state capitol. How do you think that sort of makes the job? Is the job easier or harder as a result? What do you think the dynamics, because it's so unique, what do you think those are? Just comment on that, please.
I think it's a very appropriate cross-section of society. As crazy as it sounds, it's very difficult to get stuff through the House because of that. There's one of everything there, and with 400 members, it moves slow.
And that can be a good thing because it can mean that it's hard to grow the government, but the other side of that is it's hard to change the government to, you know, have less of it. So
it's hard to shrink it, too.
That's right. That's why it's taking so long to get this cannabis thing through, even though the House has been on board with it for forever. Joe LaChance, thanks for sitting in with us here for a two-hour-long interview.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
We'll be sure to send you a link to the show. You're welcome to share
wonderful
it whichever way you want with your
thanks, guys.
With your
appreciate
fans
it.
Joe LaChance, do you have a website besides leaf.cc just for you? Is there anything?
If you Google Joe LaChance, state representative, you'll
perfect
find a lot of stuff.
Good luck with your election.
Thank you very much.
Oh, and by the way, listeners, if you want to check out our audio on-demand listen line, go to dial up 641-793-9660. That's 641-793-9660. You can listen to Free Talk Live and a bunch of other cool shows. We'll see you tomorrow night live from New Hampshire Hemp Fest 2016 at Rogers Campground.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.